you're listening to Benefit Talk, the leading resource for payroll, human resources, insurance, and retirement. Now here's your host, Benefit Corp founder, Mark Peroni.
Well, let's talk about who would want subscription-based healthcare and why is it such a good thing for the employer. I look at how health insurance plans have evolved in our marketplace. I was there when an employee-only premium was less than $100 for a major medical plan, catastrophic with great copays, and it was guaranteed issue. There was this company called PacifiCare. I kid you not, they didn't rate up for anything. So I remember my first 40 companies coming in and writing it in 1995 was all PacifiCare, and it was all medical. No life insurance, no dental, no nothing, because we were just really focused on getting into these employers because the brokerage community wasn't selling it, okay? That's where we are today with subscription-based healthcare. Really, nobody knows that it's even out there or why they would want to go with it in the first place, okay? They don't know what the benefits are. They hear subscription-based healthcare, and they're like, well, is that insurance? Well, the actual answer is no, it's not insurance. It's a subscription-based product where you pay a monthly fee and then you get all these benefits in return. This product literally sells itself. And the key is this, there's nothing else you have to pay. That's the key. You don't pay a deductible, you don't pay a copay, you don't pay anything else. You don't even get a balance bill, okay? I have my subscription, it covers all this stuff, and that is... It covers the majority of the stuff that people are going to get sick about, okay? So when you take a look at how it is written, a genius came in and said, hey, I'm going to fix the healthcare system, is really what happened here. And at the end of the day, urgent care is on major medical plans. It's not on the HSA side of it, but if you have a copay plan, urgent care is there. And it's one of the benefits that's not widely utilized. I just blows my mind each time that I see claims reports and I review the urgent care spend that companies have. It's very, very small. And it is less than 6% across the board almost every single time. Do people go to ERs? Yeah, you know, you have your one-offs that are going to be going through the emergency room. But people still are trying to get in to see their doctor. And when it comes to something happening, like getting the flu, I'm playing basketball and I tweaked my knee. I might need ACL surgery or something like that where you have to have diagnostics right away. And that's what this product does. It does preventive care, primary care, and chronic care of the things that happen to normal people like us. And it's such a low price point, you would buy this for your first line treatment because of the price point. That's really the strategy. The strategy is you buy the product, and if you can live with the doctors that are on the plan, or you can live with going to your nearest Care Now, which is right down the street, or your nearest urgent care center that's part of the program right down the street, and you're going to use that as your first line defense for your family in case something happens to you, or let's say your son needs a physical for football. Care Now. It's right there. Or go see a doctor. Colds, flus, bronchitis, allergies, pink eye, urinary tract infections, stuff like that. Care Now, go see a doctor, write a part of the plan. Things that are chronic care, I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure, I'm looking at anything that has to do with asthma. I mean, asthma is a big thing also. These are chronic conditions where you might need an inhaler. Boom, Care Now, right down the street.